أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ تأذن ربكم لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من لم يشكر الناس لم يشكر الله. وقال تعالى: وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها. وقال تعالى: فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. وقال تعالى: اعملوا آل داود شكرا وقليل من عبادي الشكور. وقال تعالى: وآخر دعواهم أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable ulama, elders, brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We praise, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His innumerous favors, bounties upon us. We are most grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has made us from the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And generally, at the commencement of most or every bayan or every introduction, we always hearing Alhamdulillah and the Masnoon khutbah that is recited. So this is not just a formality, but there's a reason behind this. And the reasoning behind this is the expression of the shukr and gratitude and praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this great lesson that lies in this is to show us the importance of continuously expressing thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and continuously praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ulama mentioned with regards to praising, one is when you say you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the second meaning is also it's an expression of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are very, very many great benefits of shukr and expression of gratefulness and expression of thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we will go through the benefits of them. But at the outset, we find that from amongst the teachings of our Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahab, Hazrat says that it is important to have qualities within a person. One is a'mal that a person does, so salah or ibadat, etc. But a'mal are such that they are confined to a certain time, to a certain place. So whilst a'mal are very, very important, but more important for us is to be able to bring sifat, qualities into our lives. The difference between sifat, qualities, is that sifat will remain with a person. So these sifat of whether it's generosity, whether it's humbleness, even when a person is not doing any action, but that sifat, that quality is remaining with him. So 24 hours he has the sifat with him. So he'll be getting the sawab of, example, if he's a generous person, he'll be getting the reward of being a generous person 24 hours, if he's got qualities. Likewise, if he's a forbearing person, or he's a person who is humble, and whatever the praiseworthy qualities are, the reward he will be getting 24 hours. Even if he is not engaged in the action, but he will be getting the sawab. So we are very, very thankful to Hazrat. The Hazrat has brought our attention to this light. And this is why we also make shukr that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought us over here. So our coming and our presence in this gathering, as often we hear that we haven't come over here, but rather we are brought over here. And who brought us here? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought us here. Could have been otherwise, we could have, some incident could have occurred by which we could have not been present over here. But Allah brought us over here. So we should make shukr and be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for bringing us over here. In this thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what great benefits there that Allah would increase us also in giving us more ability to come to attend these gatherings and benefit from it. So Hazrat brings our attention. He says two qualities that try and imbibe it, bring it into your life, you'll benefit greatly. One quality is that of humbleness, to have humility. And very, very easy to get it. Just take the necessary prescriptions of how to be humble, how to inculcate humbleness. And you, when that comes into a person, then it's a quality that is very, very loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second quality is to make shukr. And the quality of shukr is also very, very easy, and that we will discuss, inshallah. So what Hazrat was trying to explain to us, that if we bring this quality, and you just need one quality in your life, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. So a person makes effort on one quality and brings about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then our entire work is done. Allah just loves a person, even if and then he becomes a beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then everything of his gets done. His dunya gets done, in a qabr he won't have any issues, in the akhirat, and where he will reach. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to understand the importance of inculcating qualities and grant these qualities to us. There are many ayat of the Quran al-Kareem which I have recited with regard to the benefit and the value of shukr. Here in the first ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proclaims with regards to shukr that if a person expresses his shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is like with great emphasis Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that most definitely I will increase you. And here in Hazrat, and whatever I am saying also is nothing from my own side, but these are merely what we have learned, what we have heard from our Hazrat, and who have learned it from the elders, who have learned it from our Mashaykh, and that attributes to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam which comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for this also, how much of shukr we should be making, that we are privy to such type of education, such type of ta'aleem that is directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not just taking something hearsay from that has an element of doubt or an element of just mere experience that could be changing, but we have something directly from our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you make shukr on any of anything that you are given, most definitely I will increase you in it. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had taught us that if a person is unable or does not show his appreciation to insan, then how is he going to show appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then Hazrat brings our attention to let us now reflect. So this session now is for us to just open up our minds, open up our hearts. Let's look things from an open perspective, as Hazrat says, from holistically. Now, you know, and this is what we have come here. We have come with Islahi Jalsa. We have come for Islah, myself first and each and every one of us, that how much of the shukr do we have in our lives? Did we ever think, yes, we may be saying a person, thank you, Jazakallah, and it may be there, but how much of other shukr we should be making? So like Hazrat says, example, when a person wakes up in the morning, just the fact that we have woken up, this is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what the dua that we read, we are taught by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Alhamdulillahi alladhi ahyana ba'da ma amatana wa ilayhi nushur. So when we are sleeping, it was like death. And then who woke us up? We didn't wake up on our own volition, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave permission for us to wake up. But when we wake up, what are the first words that we say? Alhamdulillah. So all praises are only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this word Alhamdulillah is a very, very great and very, very effective way of showing shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you look at many of the du'as, it starts with Alhamdulillah. And if you look at the Quran al-Kareem, the first word that starts from Surah Fatiha is Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So this emphasizing for us that in every aspect of every moment we should be saying Alhamdulillah. And when a person says Alhamdulillah, these are very, very great words. And this will benefit us tremendously. So Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. Then the fact when we woke up, we were able to get out of our beds easily, no problem. Then we were able to put on our change our clothes. We were able to go to relieve ourselves. As I say, that how many people there were that just to be able to leave, talking about relieving oneself, just to be able to turn the handle of the door to get in. That is also way how far it is. Then the ability to relieve a person oneself. Person who's got, as those people who have issues with relieving themselves, whether it's due to prostate or whatever it is, how difficult it is. And how much of taklif a person goes through, how much of pain. But here, if we analyze how many times we go to answer the call of nature, how old we are, we may be 40 years old, we may be going 3 times a day, 900, how many times in a year, in over 40 years, thousands of times. Just easily we've been going to be able to relieve ourselves. But how much did we really think about it and make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Unfortunately, only when we afflicted with some type of illness, then now we start, and that also, we don't make shukr, we start complaining. I got this problem, I got that problem, this is paining. We forgot all these years of benefit that we had. So, now Hazrat brings our attention also to this one aspect, that even when we are in difficulty, in the difficulty also, you are able to come out of your difficulty by making shukr. So if you are in a difficult, you are in a financially strained position, for example, but you make shukr, Ya Allah, this much also I have, that also I have, this also I have. Then on that shukr, Allah's promise is there for increase. So by that, Allah will take you out of your problems. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to change our attitude and see things correctly. So in our deen, this is we must be shukr for this deen also, how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had taught us and showed us all these aspects of positivity. So in another hadith sharif, it is mentioned to the effect that ajaban li amri al-mu'min, very, very strange, very, very unique is the condition of a believer, mu'min, and this is who we are. That inna amrahu kullahu law khair. Every situation, every condition is only good for him. And walaysa zalika li ahadin illa lil mu'min. This applies only for the believers, not for anybody else. In asabathu, when he is afflicted with any bit of difficulty, then he makes sabr on it. And innama yuwaffa as-sabiruna ajrahum bighayri hisab. By making sabr, by restraining oneself, by just composing oneself, you are getting very, very great closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reward that you are getting for sabr is it's innumerable, incountable, bighayri hisab. And you get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So look at what marifat a person is achieving. But our eyes don't go that way. We're just concentrating on the little problem that we have. And many a time if we analyze that how many difficulties we went through in our lives, or hardly any, but even if we did go, it passed. And when it passed, we forgot about it. We don't even think about it again. We didn't even make shukr that it passed also. But consciousness is very, very effective. And when a believer is in a good condition, then he makes shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for that also he is rewarded. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to focus our attitude correctly. The example Hazrat was given is that a person had taken a shawl, so maybe one meter by one meter, white in color, and on there was ink spot, whatever it may be, maybe 1 centimeter by 1 centimeter. So he asked the person, the student, that what do you see? So he says, no, I see a black spot on it. So he brought his attention that you only saw the black spot. That's 1 centimeter by 1 centimeter, but the 1 meter by 1 meter shawl, that you didn't see. So this is our condition. So with regards to making shukr, Hazrat says that this is a very, very, shukr is an ibadat. It is an act of worship. And such a great act of worship that it is only something that is logical and it is only something that is compulsory that we should be making. And this is faraz upon a person. If we see all the great bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will only be constrained to make shukr at every moment and every time. And as we had mentioned, there is no time that is fixed. There is no place that is fixed to make shukr. You don't need to be in a state of wudu. You don't need to be in a state of ghusl, for example. In any condition, you can make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just to go through some of the benefits. So this also, with regards to the aspect of shukr, the kitab is currently in publication and it will be available soon. So we can ask Mullah Musa Sahab with regards to the kitab in detail, it explains with regards to shukr. So there are many, many great benefits of shukr. One is it leads to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنْ تَشْكُرُوا يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. You're getting the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And وَمَنْ شَكَرَ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ. A person makes shukr and expresses his thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is not doing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a favor in the least, but rather he is actually benefiting himself, as we had explained. And when a person expresses shukr, then this is a means of great goodness coming to him. And it is a means of increase of his favors. And also, it's a sifat that will bring about success for him in this dunya also and in the hereafter. This making shukr and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like we say, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, in the hadith sharif it is mentioned, that tamla'ani, that O tamla'u ma bayna as-samai wal ard, the rewards are so great that it fills the whole distance between the heaven and the skies. So just by saying subhanallah, alhamdulillah, how much of sawab we are getting. And it brings about an increase of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Anything. So Hazrat says that if we go home, we see our family are in good condition, the children are laughing, they are smiling, then we read, MashaAllah, لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we say alhamdulillah. Then on these, just by saying this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase us. And also it will preserve this ni'mat for us. It is mentioned in the hadith sharif that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests a servant of his by taking a child of his away, Then after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the malaika that what was the condition? You took the liver, the piece of the liver of my banda. You took the life of the child. What was the condition of the servant? So malaika replied and said that, no, they bore it patiently. And they thank you. They read, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. They were happy with your decree. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that is that the case? Allah becomes greatly pleased. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then instructs the malaika that assign for him, build for him a place in Jannah. And call it Baytul Hamd, the place of praise. And assign that. So just on difficulty also, when a person makes shukr and assigns himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what great rewards there. Also, it is a very, very effective way of saving oneself from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ. What is there for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to punish us? And this is what we are here. We are trying to save ourselves from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want to punish us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created many, many avenues for us to gain salvation. And one great way of gaining salvation is through making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is also a means that we can become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is also a means of great protection for us. And this aspect of shukr is such an easy aspect, but the reward, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned, that it even surpasses acts of ibadat like zuhud and great amount of effort just by making shukr. So it is mentioned as at-ta'imus shakir kat-ta'imus sabir, that the equivalent, a person who is who eats food also. Why is he eating? But he's making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is bimanzalatissa'imissa'im. On the same platform as those who are fasting and those who are enduring difficulty. So you listen, you are in ease, but you're making shukr, but how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is granting to us? In the Hadith Sharif in Tirmidhi and Muslim Sharif, it is mentioned that when a person is eating, and he's praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's saying Alhamdulillah, and he's thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes very, very greatly pleased with it. In ibadat, eating, if it's with the correct intention, it's an ibadat also, it's enjoyable also, and how much of you are getting enjoyment also, but what great amount of marifat you're getting. You're getting the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just by eating in this way, a person will become the great friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then also, how does a person get this element or this quality of shukr? By having concern, by having consciousness. So Hazrat gives the example that we eat very often. So mostly if you are eating, and then if you're eating, example, as a plate, like we'll be going now for meals, then we should little bit, just concentrate on the food that is in front of us. What a great ni'mat, where it came from. So for example, there'll be a plate of rice, that rice where it came from Pakistan. Then in the rice there will be meat, where the meat would have come from, probably maybe from the Karoo. Then there are spices that will be used, the spices where they came from, Zanzibar. Now just, we haven't completed where the butter came from, where the oil came from, how much we are eating. It is impossible that we would have made effort and got it on our own. This is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from different countries of the world. What systems Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for this to come. And this all in a plate. And we forgot to read Bismillah, we didn't read Bismillah, we didn't say Alhamdulillah, but we just ate, and like the imagine say how much we just eat, we just importing, exporting, and nothing out of it. So this is not the reason we have been sent for in this dunya. So just by having this little bit of shukr, by and where it will take us, and how much it will benefit us. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant. That's our consciousness. But then now let's look at the people who prepared the food. Our wives prepared the food, our mothers prepared the food. How much or when did we ever thank them for the food that we have prepared? The one incident Hazrat speaks about, a Muslim doctor gave an invitation to somebody, white man, to come and eat by his house. After he ate, then the guest, the white man, he decided to praise or convey his thanks. And the wife who was in the behind the parda, she was also, he said to her husband, so many people come to this home, they eat, but nobody praised, nobody thanked this person. He's not a Muslim, but he thanked and praised. So we should take great lesson that every aspect we should be very, very thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this thanking and this consciousness, we will only benefit ourselves. So Allah teaches us that shukr, five types of shukr we should be making daily. One, we should be making shukr for our iman, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us iman. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us from the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has concealed our sins. Imagine if our sins were open, our wives, children, nobody would be close to, everybody would flee from us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept rizq in His hands. Imagine if rizq was in the hands of Musa and Qasim, then how we would have to go and beg, and whether we'll get hard, it'll be very, very difficult. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept rizq in his hands. So, in every aspect, we should be turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should never ever be inclined towards the ways of the disbelievers. وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارِ. Don't, this aspect of following the non-believers, the kuffar, don't even incline in the least, but in your thoughts also, in your heart also, in any aspect, we should try and avoid their ways, their methods. We have our own methods of success, and we have got the right methods. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us correctly. We find that in the different du'as, is also a very, very effective way of expressing shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like we discussed, when a person gets up, he reads Alhamdulillah illadhi ahyana, when a person goes to relieve himself, and we should ponder over the words, what it means also, after a person relieves himself, Alhamdulillah illadhi alhaba anil adha, etc. He mentioned regards to Mawlana Ilyas Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, when he had passed away, then obviously it was a very, very big janazah, and it was taking a long time for the janazah to reach its place. One buzurg got kashf, and he instructed the people that hasten with regards to the burial, because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is waiting for the burial for Mawlana Ilyas Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi. So he went on to explain that one of the reason for it was because Mawlana Ilyas Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi was very, very particular about the du'as of every occasion. So this du'as of every occasion also is a very, very great way of reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to make shukr to Him and for all the favors that He has given to us, and to those also from amongst the insan, those that we have connection with, our near and dear ones, and to our akabir, to our ulama, to our mashayikh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst the shakirin. Whatever has been said, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to make amal. And as we had mentioned, that a lot more on the subject is available on Hazrat's audios that are available on ka.org.za. The kitab on shukr, which I had mentioned, is available, inshallah, from Ulama Musa Qadi. Hazrat's kitab also on patience and gratitude. So, alhamdulillah, Allah has made it very, very easy for us on all these subject matters of deen. Very, very easy, available. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the most important thing is to make amal. As I said, we will sit and we will speak, but we're blowing hot air, but we're not making amal. So Allah give us tawfiq, the ability to make amal. Wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillah.